Ted Kitchens, Manchester Boston Regional Airport Executive Director, joins us. Regular sponsor and partner out there running, I think, the best airport in the region, the busiest. And, Ted, I tell you more stories of people that go down to Logan, presumably to fly out on a certain flight. I won't say it. Maybe it sounds like JetBlue to Miami or Orlando, and they end up at Manchester Boston Regional Airport the same day because that flight's on time and available.
Good morning, Jack. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Yeah, it's a busy time for the airport right now. It's like we're back at the good old days.
Well, this is also a busy week, right?
It is. Certainly it is a peak week with the spring break. And then we had a really, really good spring break travel period. 11 of the last 12 days, we've had over 2,000 passengers through the checkpoint. And so we're just a few hundred passengers shy of getting back to spring break 2019 levels. So I don't think we'll make it this spring break because we're on the backside of it, but we have a lot of seats getting added into the market for the summertime, and if those stay, and then I think we could see a very strong summer for the airport.
Now, Ted, again, we've had fuel prices go up, inflation, but how are the airlines doing on their costs? Because, you know, fuel, jet fuels, fuel, right? Energy costs. How are we doing? Are people still competitive? Well, competitive cost?
Yeah, well, I mean, the two largest sources of cost for an airline is fuel and labor. So you also are seeing the labor shortage and the inflationary pressures on the salaries and the wages. And you just saw Delta, you know, change their rules yesterday about when they're going to start paying their flight attendants, which I think is a smart move by Delta. So I think, you know, certainly the costs are going up. There's upward pressures on airline costs. And I don't see that relaxing anytime soon, particularly on the labor side.
Yeah, but, you know, again, the competition and free market forces still makes them incredibly, if you shop smart, I'm going to say bargains, but pretty good deals to fly 3 or 4 hours or 2 or 3 hours and be there. Ted, what about since the federal mask mandate was lifted by the federal judge in Florida? Things are optional, it seems. So I imagine there's a fair number of people, you know, sort of masking up on the flight or in the airport, and then plenty not. Is it a mixture? And have things eased down? Some of the, you know, some people get a little anxious with some restrictions.
Yeah, it's just anecdotal. I don't have any, you know, hard data here, but I would say it's probably a 70-30 split between unmasked and masked. Now, I don't know what they do when they get on the aircraft. They may, you know, people who may not feel safe flying may choose to put the mask on once they get on board the airplane. But what I'm seeing in the terminal, where you can still socially distance and, you know, control, you know, who you're around, I'm seeing it's about 70% unmasked, 30% masked.
Interesting. Ted Kitchens, Manchester Boston Regional Airport, still some great deals, right? Especially to Florida and growing routes or flights, right?
Yeah, we just launched Myrtle Beach last week, and that's going really well. Spirit is very happy with the service here. They're bringing in a larger aircraft to Fort Lauderdale. So right now there's some really good fares to Fort Lauderdale. And, of course, Fort Lauderdale is an easy way to get to, you know, Boca Raton, down to the Keys, South Beach, if that's your scene, or even cut across, you know, the peninsula and get over to Naples and Marco Island area, since the Fort Myers and the Tampa flight will go away here for the summer, and they'll come back in the fall.
Yep.
But if you're trying to get down to Naples or Fort Myers or even the Marco Island area, you know, highly suggest you fly into Fort Lauderdale and just cut across the state. It's only about an hour and a half.
Right.
And drive.
I think driving's easy in Florida. It's, you know, it's once you're there.
It is.
Once you're there, everything's a couple hours. What do you take to get down to your villa in the Keys?
I don't have a villa in the Keys. In my mind's eye, I would take Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale is a wonderful
airport to get through. It's very easy to get through.
All right.
As opposed to Miami.
Everything's for sale, Ted. Thank you very much. Ted Kitchens, Manchester Boston Regional Airport Executive Director. Thank you, Ted.
Appreciate the time, Jack. Take care.